There's new hope that a derelict downtown Fairbanks landmark can be spared the wrecking ball. The Polaris building could be torn down, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, its Anchorage-based owner isn't giving up.
It took Mark Marlowe a decade to realize renovation of the McKinley building in Anchorage into a viable apartment complex, and he seems to be working a similar time frame in Fairbanks. The owner of the Polaris building says reports due out in coming weeks will determine the viability of renovating the long-vacant Fairbanks Hotel. Up against a September 30th action deadline, Marlowe told the city council an engineering analysis of the 11-story building is nearing completion.
They've been pulling concrete off of walls and exposing rebar joints and connections. They've excavated some of the floor in the basement and taken several core samples throughout the building in various places to test the strength of the concrete. And they'll take all that data and put it into their model and have a report for us to look at here later in the month of October.
Marlowe, who's working with an unnamed investor, anticipates having an updated building appraisal and rental market study done sometime next month as well. Marlowe has been pursuing a plan to renovate the Polaris into retail space and apartments for 7 years and came close to putting a financing package together in 2009 when the recession hit. He told the council financing the $20 million project still hinges on government support.
The whole key to making the Polaris building a success is gathering the subsidy sources that exist, you know, with the various local and federal, state and federal governments to make it work. Because the bottom line is, the building is functionally obsolete. It costs more to put it together than it's worth in this market.
Marlowe pointed to the Polaris's mix of retail and housing space, which he said make it eligible for federal new market tax credits. He hopes to tap for $6 million. He says the other 14 can be borrowed through Bureau of Indian Affairs financing he qualifies for. The city council seemed willing to give Marlowe more time. Member Renee Staley expressed encouragement given the drawn-out time frame the council has become accustomed to on the Polaris project.
Well, I'm excited to see his report coming so soon, 3 weeks after the September deadline, to be quite honest with you. So I'm absolutely ecstatic to see what that report brings.
Fellow council member Bernard Gatewood was also receptive to waiting a little longer due to the city's limited options on the Polaris.
With the alternative being just demolishing the thing, I certainly want to give them the benefit of the doubt. It would certainly benefit our community if it was developed. I'm still hopeful. I'm certainly not ready to pull a plug on the project right now.
Another council member, Perry Wally, agreed extra time is warranted, citing the price of tearing down the Polaris.
It's going to be a huge cost burden to the city. So best case scenario, I mean, we have a wait and see attitude right now and see if he can really pull this project off.
Public safety concerns and a lack of action on the Polaris have prompted the city to move ahead on condemnation, a long process that would eventually allow its demolition, a job estimated to cost at least $5 million, money the city would have to seek from the state. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.